Let's head over to KNX 1070's Pete Demetrio. He's at the Easy Fire watching an intense fire battle near the 23 freeway. Let's go live to him.
This isn't an intense fire battle. This is a, things went to hell in the last 90 seconds. The fire was on top of the ridge, and then it swept down. The wind's pushing it right now. It's burning right up to the edge of the 23 freeway. The fire is about 45 yards ahead of me right now. Temperatures here went from 70 degrees to about 100 in the last 30 seconds. We've got trees and things that are going to go up in flames here. Firefighters on the line, literally putting water in from hoses. The temperature just went up to about 150 degrees. My eyebrows are beginning to singe a bit. We got flames about 70 feet over my head, literally going across. This is not a place to be, but we are here. Fire's running over the rig itself, so we're going to sort of go inside for a minute. The fire and a fire tornado went right alongside the 23. It's burning right next to the fire engines there. I'm getting slammed with ashes and embers, and they are trying to get aircraft in here, but that isn't really working. It burned virtually everything on the hill right up to the road itself. Firefighters are now back up there with hoses. I mean, it was about as intense as it gets. There were trees, I'd say, roughly about, 50 or 60 feet high. They are now gone. They were completely burned off by this surge of flame that just came down the hill and just took those trees, took the brush, took everything. The firefighters stood their ground. And what we just heard overhead was a DC-10 dropping a line of retardant. Now, that's misting in the air. It's ahead of us, and basically it's designed to shut off the fire from going any further.
Pete, are you safe?
23. Yeah,
Pete, have you've taken shelter inside your vehicle. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm alive. I'm alive and breathing and having way too much fun out here. Yeah, we were inside. I got a good load of Foscheck on me at this point, but we're all right. This fire burned all the way down to the bottom of the hill. And it does definitely give you an impression of what happens when Mother Nature gets a mad on and decides to shove the flames close to you. Again, this fire burned all the way down to the base of the 23. You have engine companies that are down there right now. They're spraying water on what remains of the trees and the brush here. It looks like they effectively stopped it from crossing the 23 at this particular point. I haven't seen any signs of it going on the other side, on the west side of the 23. But it was only because of a coordinated effort by firefighters and by water-dropping helicopters, one of which is coming in right now, very, very low. We're going to see what he's going to do. He's so low, the rotor blast is blowing away the smoke. There goes a whole lot of water in there that's cooling the fire down. So this was a bit on the close side.
Pete, there's an awful lot of concern that this is going to cross the 23.
Able to hold it from here at this freeway. I'm sorry at this time. I got to put my headphones back on.
Okay, Pete. I know there's an awful lot of concern that this might cross the 23 freeway.
Hasn't crossed the 23 freeway yet. Not yet. It burned right up to the point of the freeway itself, and they've got units on the other side of the freeway to take care of any embers or anything else. 10 minutes ago, Chris, there were like three engine companies here. Now, all of a sudden, there are 15 to 18 on my side of the freeway and at least another 10 to 12 that are on the other side of the freeway. Those are the ones that are going to be there to make sure that this fire does not spot and get into fresh brush on the west side of the 23. This was a little bit... this one got a little bit...
too close for comfort?
This is number 11 pucker factor. That was definitely something that you don't want to experience twice in your life.
Pete, tell us about the wind. Just how bad are the winds in that area right now?
Well, they were sustained about 20 or 22, but when this fire came down the hill, all of a sudden the winds gusted up so high that it literally blew me off where I was standing on the running board of my truck. It knocked me off the truck, and I was able to hang onto the door and then be able to get inside as the ashes were coming on in. I'd say the gusts were close to 50 miles an hour. The flames were blowing 15 to 30 feet off of the highway itself. From the edge of the highway where the fire was, 20 to 30 feet onto the highway. And you know it's hot when you're inside the cab of your truck and you can feel the heat. That gives you an idea of how close this fire got and how seriously the winds were blowing this fire through this fresh fuel.
Okay, we'll be keeping a very close eye on this 23 freeway. Make sure that hoping that the fire does not cross the 23. Pete Demetrio, stay safe.